For CASM Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill, broadcasting from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, our annual convention, 74th year this year. As we check in with the Midwest Dairy Association, Lucas Lynch, a CEO of Midwest Dairy. And Lucas, first of all, you're holding a pizza box. Where does that come into play here?
You know, great question, Joe. You know, when we launched Undeniably Dairy earlier this year nationally, that's on behalf of the Dairy Farmer Checkoff Investment across the country. It's partners like Domino's that have really celebrated holding up and lifting up America's dairy farmers. And you don't have to look any further than the cover of this pizza box. And it says, what makes a great pizza? And they go right to the bullet point that it's all about the cheese, and the best part of the pizza is the cheese. But they also do a big thank you to America's dairy farmers. And so that's a relationship that happens because of Checkoff working in research, promotion, and education. And it's working with and through partners that we help drive demand and build trust for dairy.
This seems like just another example of how you guys have teamed up with some of this food service industry, and it's really benefited in the past, too.
You bet. Well, we do that not only with Domino's, but you can look to McDonald's. You can look to the Yum! Brands companies of Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, even KFC, as we look to the future, recognizing that those partnerships are really important to driving catalytic effects across the category. And farmers benefit directly and indirectly from that work. And so I think when we look to the future, it's not just doing more of that, but being innovative in how we drive additional development within dairy. And I think that's a really important part. We're breaking out of the white gallon jug. We're getting to products that consumers are looking for. You can see it in the cheese, but you can also see it in the butter. McDonald's going all butter is really important to our dairy farmers. The fact that mothers are now relearning that milk fat is incredibly important to early brain development in children, as well as bone development, making sure that these imitation products that are out there trying to look and sound like milk aren't milk. And you know, deceptive marketing claims like free from antibiotics. No milk has antibiotics. Zero milk has antibiotics in it. And when companies make brand claims like that or deceptive marketing pledges like that, that's the kind of stuff that we're out there to refute, because it's important on behalf of the dairy farmers that the truth is getting out there.
And we live in a world now where that snowball effect is there, like you said, or a misconception can quickly transform into a fact.
Yeah, because it's important. You know, people may have the wrong information, but they're never wrong about how they feel. And if you feel a way that has based on some hearsay or what someone else said, but that's you have strong feelings around it, we have to respect that. But we also have to engage in a meaningful conversation, not lecturing, not telling them what to think, but joining them in a dialogue. We want to bring dairy to life and give consumers an excellent dairy experience, and we do that with and through a trusting conversation. And no one can be more evident in that conversation than dairy farmers directly. And that's why I'm proud to work on behalf of dairy farmers for Midwest Dairy.
Lucas, finally, before I let you go, ideally the Vikings are playing in the Super Bowl this coming year, but we got the Super Bowl in Minnesota, and you guys have had a nice tie-in with dairy and the big football game, too.
Well, we sure hope the Vikings are in there, but that would be a hometown dream for sure. You know, I think when we look to the future, we can just reflect on the last year of how you do partnerships in advance of a big Super Bowl like this. We've had 52 weeks of giving for the last year, where $10,000 grants have been going into community after community. In fact, 52 communities across the state to help build the infrastructure for breakfast in the classroom or second chance breakfast, because, you know, it's not just about the food, it's about the equipment to help get the food to the children, and that's a big part of it. And satiety for those children are also important for teachers, because a fed student is an attentive student, and they're less hangry, as the word goes, because they got a little bit of food in their belly and they can pay attention and have an excellent learning day. And ultimately, as parents, that's what we want.
Lucas Lynch joining us with Midwest Dairy. Lucas, we appreciate your time. Thanks for being in Kansas City this year, okay?
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
All right. For CASM Radio, from the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joel Gill.